This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Karen McGee standing by. Mark Phoenix standing by. I'm here as well as we hand things over to Mike Ross, the host of the weekly news quiz.
Thank you, Dave. Welcome back to our weekly news quiz. Happy to welcome Dave back, of course, as a contestant. Also, Karen McGee, who is with us from Morrisburg, Ontario. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, everyone.
And we've got Mark Phoenix in Toronto. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Mike and crew.
Rules are the same as always. Three contestants, three rounds of questions, three questions per round, and each question comes with three multiple choice options that are available to our contestants. However, if they can answer the question correctly without hearing those options, I'll give them 2 points. If they need to hear the options and get it right, I give them 1 point. If they get it wrong, we move along until the point is awarded. And Paul Daniel, producer of the show, was the author of these questions and spun the wheel randomizer for our order. And Karen, Dave, and Mark, that is the order of questions for round one. So, Karen, last week, officials voted unanimously to take down a statue of which former slave owner from the city council chambers at City Hall in New York City?
I believe it was Thomas Jefferson.
I believe you've scored 2 points. Nice start.
I did not sing anything from Hamilton. That should be noted, which you know, I usually would have gone into a Hamilton thing.
Do we give her a third point for that?
Only if she does jazz hands. No jazz. Oh, there they are. Okay. Well, we couldn't see them because you're in a box there. Sorry.
Too tight.
So
too tight.
No extra point.
Yeah, no point.
Dave, a congressional panel in Brazil recommended that President Jair Bolsonaro be charged with crimes against humanity for doing what?
For his rainforest policy.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Mark?
For letting so many people die of COVID-19.
Wow, we got a 2-point tie with that one. That is correct. The 11-member panel recommended criminally charging Bolsonaro for discouraging masks, delaying a vaccine rollout, and other policies that they say led to the deaths of more than 300,000 Brazilians. And wow, that is a sad, sad state of affairs down there. So 2 points for Mark. Congratulations, Mark. This question's also for you, Mark. Which team became the first ever to win an WNBA title with a 500 regular season record? Meaning they won the same amount of games as they lost.
Yeah. Wow, it's an achievement. But
it could be a regular happening if it was the CFL, but
well, yeah. Unfortunately, I have no idea what team it was, so I'm going to take the options.
All right, your options are the Atlanta Dream, the Indiana Fever, or the Chicago Sky.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with C, Chicago.
You are correct. Third point for you, the Sky defeating the Phoenix Mercury, getting revenge for their loss to the same team in the 2014 WNBA championship. So round one comes to an end, and we got plenty of scoring on the board for Mark. He's got 3 points. Karen has 2 points. Dave has yet to get on the board, but Dave, you get first crack at it.
Nice.
This question.
And I still feel good about the guess that I made on my questions. So
listen, okay. Dave, it was option number one of the three options.
Well, there you go.
So it's not like you were, you know.
I think I actually shared a news story about, anyway, neither here nor there. We'll take it up after the show.
Oh, boy. Paul Daniel, that phone's ringing for you, my friend.
I'm going to make sure they set you up on Kelly and Company today.
Oh, hey now. Okay, Dave. Over the weekend, this Canadian female athlete was named Best Female Athlete of the Tokyo 2020 Games by the Association of National Olympic Committees.
Oh, man.
Who was that Canadian female athlete?
Oh, I totally missed this. I need the options, please, because there's so many good options.
Your options are Penny Oleksiak, Maggie McNeil, or Stephanie Labbé.
I'm going with Maggie McNeil.
And you're on the board. Way to go, Dave. McNeil, who competed for at her first Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer, won gold in the 100-meter butterfly, silver in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay team, and bronze at the 4x100 medley relay team. So nice going there, Dave. He's on the board.
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board. Mark Phoenix, this one's for you. What CNN personality announced last week they had been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis?
Ooh, I entirely missed this. I'll take the options.
Your options are John King, Don Lemon, or Allison Camerota.
Let's go with C, Allison.
Incorrect. Karen.
I believe it was John King.
You believe correctly. King, who is CNN's chief national correspondent, told Good Morning America he had not planned to reveal his diagnosis live on the air, but felt compelled in order to help combat what he called reckless and dangerous rhetoric around COVID-19 vaccines and other safety measures. So Karen McGee with 3 points. Dave, are you going to jump in there? Dave?
Sorry, was that Daniel was in my ear. Daniel was talking to me.
I thought you were going to say something.
Well, I was going to say we need to stop having CNN-related questions because Karen sleeps with CNN on.
That's not fair. You sleep with sports on, I'm sure.
I don't sleep with anything on. Whoa.
Hey-o.
Baby.
Okay, Karen, this question's for you. What singer announced last week they had changed their name to simply Ye?
Kanye West.
You got it. 44-year-old star filed the request in August, citing personal reasons. Best known for hits such as Gold Digger and Stronger, already used Ye as a nickname. And in 2018, it was an album title. So round two comes to an end. Karen with the 5 points right now. That's 2 points more than Mark, who's got three. Dave, still at one.
Yeah, I'm out of this thing.
All right, Mark. Last week, Recep Tayyip Erdogan ordered 10 foreign ambassadors, including Canada's, to be essentially banned from his country. What country does he lead?
Turkey.
We got a tie game. Way to go. The envoys, including... Already? No, what? No, 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 no. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding, Mark. Yeah, a little bit. I apologize.
What do they know in the TV production room that we don't know?
We're not saying. The envoys, including the U.S., Canada, French, and German representatives in Ankara, issued a statement earlier this week calling for a resolution to the case of Osman Kavala, a businessman and philanthropist held in prison since 2017, despite not having been convicted of a crime. Describing the statement as impudence, Erdogan said he had ordered the ambassadors be declared undesirable. So, 5 points right now for Mark, 5 for Karen. Karen, this question's yours. What member of British royalty announced they use wine and cheese byproducts to fuel their cars?
I believe that was Prince Charles.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Two more points.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, Prince Charles revealed he runs his Aston Martin on surplus English white wine and whey from the cheese process. While the heir to the throne's initiative has won some plaudits, others have pointed out that the particularly niche approach is of little help both nationally and globally. In fact, campaigners say there would be even significant harms if it were somehow replicated globally.
It's funny. Dave Brown also runs on wine and cheese.
Okay. Red or white, Dave?
White preferably. The red stains my lips.
All right. Fair enough. Dave, you got 1 point. Let's see if we can get you at least two, okay? Because right now, Karen's got 7 points.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this is done.
It's a trouncing. Oh, it's a trouncing.
You know, I'm looking at, we still have a ton of time left here. Mark has no chance of catching up. Well, he could.
He does.
You're right. He does have a chance of catching up.
So here, I'm not going to take the options here no matter what, just for the sake of play.
Well, okay.
Oh, come on, Dave. After all I've done for you.
After all the conspiring we've done together over the years.
All right, Dave. PayPal is considering a $45 billion purchase of which social media service as part of its ambition to become a super app.
Okay, you said 45 billion.
Yeah, $45 billion.
Okay, so who doesn't own what?
You want a hint?
No. No. I'm going to work this thing through my process.
Working across the aisle.
Nice try, Karen.
After I tried to ambush you, Karen, you're already trying to, like, reward me for that. This is...
I forgive easily.
I know. That's why I like you so much. Okay. So Amazon owns a bunch of stuff, like Twitch. So Twitch is not in the game. Facebook owns everything else. Twitter is definitely worth more than $45 billion. Or is it? Twitter strikes me as...
I have the best hint to give you.
Okay, well, Karen, hold the hints, because after I get this wrong, you can give it to Mark. I am going to... $45 billion. Like, I no longer know what the value of money is, because I can't, like if Shaw is worth $26 billion, then what's a social media site worth? I'm going to say Tumblr.
Incorrect. Now, Mark, that was one of the options, and Tumblr's off the list, okay?
Yeah, I don't think... Didn't it fall to, like, 2 million after they got rid of all the adult material? Like, that didn't go too well for them. The service I'm thinking of, I would have... I mean, I was shocked when I saw this valuation, but I'm pretty sure I saw this about Pinterest.
We've got ourselves a tie. Yes, Pinterest is the pinboard-style photo-sharing website that allows for the creation of idea-based image collections related to events, hobbies, and especially fashion. My wife loves that for her scrapbooking ideas. We have got ourselves tie game. 7 points each, wow. Mark and Karen. And here is your tie-breaking question. You know the rules. At the age of 83, Martha Henry died last week in Stratford, Ontario. Her acting career spanned decades, including 47 seasons at the Stratford Festival. She was, however, born in the United States. In what U.S. city was Martha Henry born? Your options are Detroit, New York, or Chicago.
Mark, I'm going to go with Chicago.
Incorrect. Karen.
New York.
Incorrect. We finish with a tie.
Is this the first ever tie
in the history of this news quiz. Detroit was the answer.
Well, I'm going to go with Detroit and finish with 2 points.
Oh, there you go, Dave. You got it. 2 points for you. And that is it. There is no winner.
The winner is the audience in this case.
I think the audience did win. There were some quips in there. That was well done, guys. Mark, thank you for this. Always great to have you as part of the quiz.
Always fun. Thank you for having me on.
Karen, excellent work. And
I'm rethinking my participation. Oh.
All right. Well, a little bit of jazz hands on our way out. Ooh, jazz hands. Mike, thank you for being an excellent host, and thank you to everybody for being a part of this one today. I think that was our highest scoring quiz ever. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.